Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, 8:30. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 43 degrees now, mostly cloudy and a gusty north wind. President Trump held a rally in Wisconsin at the same time Democrats were holding a debate in Iowa, and those Democrats got a lot of attention in the president's speech. Fox's Kristen Fisher was there as the president focused on Bernie Sanders.
President Trump defended Sanders against Elizabeth Warren's claim that Sanders told her that a woman could not win the presidency.
She said, right, that Bernie stated strongly that a woman can't win for president. A woman can win for president. And I don't believe that Bernie said that. I really don't.
Another big focus, though, was the economy. And President Trump took great pains to explain how the new North American trade agreement, the USMCA, how he believes that's going to help farmers and dairy producers in this critical battleground state.
The president's campaign stop is set against the backdrop of a looming Senate impeachment trial, which could begin as early as next week.
In a discussion that lasted an hour and 45 minutes, the Wichita City Council approved creating a business improvement district along East Douglas Avenue.
The Douglas Design District currently depends on elective membership and volunteers, and the board wanted it to be more financially sustainable. The council heard from both sides of the issue.
I think that positions us as a perfect opportunity for Wichita to try out this new tool that has proven successful in communities all across the country.
This assessment will be a burden, and it will be a tax on some of these small businesses that are just beginning to operate in this district.
The council approved the measure 4-2. Councilmember James Clendenin abstained due to his wife's business interests there. Next, 14 members will be appointed to the advisory board. Anyone who wishes to protest has 45 days after the ordinance is first published. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Kansas Secretary of Labor Delia Garcia announces the creation of the Aviation Workers Response webpage for resources available for workers affected by the recent production halt on the Boeing 737 MAX.
Secretary Garcia says she's talking with affected businesses, labor unions, and state and local agencies that are part of the response effort. Resources for affected workers can be found at the Kansas Department of Labor's website. A link can also be found in the news story on our webpage at knssradio.com. Garcia will be in Wichita Thursday to meet with stakeholders, listen to their concerns, and coordinate the state's response efforts based out of the Wichita Workforce Alliance Center. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A California woman pleaded guilty in federal court Monday for transporting 60 pounds of methamphetamine to Kansas.
U.S. Attorney Stephen McAllister said 46-year-old Maria Alvarez Buenrostro of Los Angeles pleaded guilty to one count of possession with intent to distribute methamphetamine. In her plea, she admitted that the Kansas Highway Patrol stopped her car in Ellis County on February 12th of 2019. A trooper found the meth in heat-sealed bags hidden in a rear quarter panel and in both rear doors. Sentencing is set for April 16th. She could face a sentence of not less than 10 years and a fine of up to $10 million. Steve Boyer, KNSS News.
A domestic dispute turns deadly in southern New Jersey. There was an unusual murder weapon.
A woman is accused of using a nail clipper to stab her husband to death outside of their mobile home in Millville. Police say Axel and Diala Torres were arguing in their trailer when the dispute turned physical. Axel left the trailer, but prosecutors say Ayala chased after him, stabbing Axel repeatedly with a metal file from the clipper. Torres told cops she only wanted to scare her husband and did not intend to physically harm him. She's charged with murder. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A place for mom, a senior care referral service plans to hire more than 600 employees and open a new Overland Park office near Kansas City. The Seattle-based company says hiring is already underway and will occur over 5 years. It plans to open a temporary office next week and then build a new office in Overland Park. The firm will receive about $12 million in state incentives. The Kansas Department of Commerce
awarded the economic development incentives through 7 state programs. A Place for Mom helps families find nursing homes and senior care services for elderly family members. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A frontal boundary nearby will bring our temperature down a bit today. We'll likely hover in the mid-40s throughout most of the afternoon. With a clearing sky, north winds at 15 to 30 miles per hour. Colder tonight, our low 21, and our next system moving in will bring us a chance of snow Thursday afternoon with a wintry mix Thursday night. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, north wind gusting to 28 miles per hour and 43 degrees. 8:35 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Time for the Blur Entertainment News with Ted Woodward. Ted?
That's several big country acts hitting the road this year.
I'm Michelle Pavino. Brooks and Dunn are returning to the touring circuit after coming off the release of their album Duets and their long-running residency with Rita in Las Vegas. The popular country duo announced the Reboot 2020 tour, which marks the guys' first nationwide tour in a decade. The two will hit the road for 18 days beginning in May. One thing they won't have is a traditional opening acts on the tour. Instead, Brooks and Dunn are billing support artists as special guests. Among the singers on their last album, Ashley McBride, Midland, Kane Brown, and Cody Johnson. The Charlie Daniels Band and the Marshall Tucker Band are teaming up for a 2020 road trip with their Fire on the Mountain tour, kicking off in Oklahoma April 23rd. The 21-city trek will also include the Scooter Brown Band.
We say goodbye.
And finally, Chris Young announced his The Town Ain't Big Enough World Tour, which gets underway May 28th in Detroit. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
There's a new Netflix documentary series on former NFL star Aaron Hernandez.
Netflix's new 3-part docuseries is called Killer Inside, The Mind of Aaron Hernandez.
Aaron was accused of murdering Odin Lloyd, his future brother-in-law.
How can an individual who has everything get involved in something like this?
It tells a story of the former New England Patriot who was sentenced to life in prison for Lloyd's murder, focusing on his Connecticut upbringing and home life. The series also features recordings of prison phone calls he had with friends and family before he ultimately took his own life. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Another milestone for Star Wars.
Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker, in its fourth week in theaters, is set to pass $1 billion at the global box office Wednesday. Technically, it's a 2019 release, even though it's hit $1 billion in 2020. It comes in as the 7th film from Disney to cross that threshold last year, and the 4th Star Wars film to do so ever since Disney acquired Lucasfilm for $4 billion. The Mouse House will not release another Star Wars film until 2022. Instead, their strategy will be projects for their newly launched Disney Plus, with a focus on their hit The Mandalorian and a currently untitled series on Obi-Wan Kenobi. Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
Let's get up close with some celebrities.
The Fox Celebrity Profile with Morris Chestnut and Jane Leaves of The Resident. As the drama resumes at Chastain Hospital, Chestnut shares there's personal drama on the way for his character, Dr. Kane.
He's pursuing someone, he's pursuing a love interest, and he's battling with Raptor for the love interest, so that's going to happen.
Dr. Kane will also keep butting heads with Jane Leaves' Dr. Voss, and these actors love that dynamic.
Good people are so in touch with humanity that they know how to tap into something.
Interesting.
You know?
That's interesting.
But I love spying with Morris.
I just love it. I love coming to set with working with her, and she's giving me the look, and she's giving me all that tension.
Leaves and Chestnut say the show has taught them a lot about the medical world.
Last season on The Resident, they did the device company story, and I learned so much about that. Go with the tried and trusted brand, you know.
Yeah, I agree with that 1,000,000%. Always get a second opinion. I really didn't think that before I did the show, but I agree with her.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
And Jeopardy making the news. First off, regular Jeopardy apologizing for a question.
The game show Jeopardy issued an apology over a question about the location of the Church of Nativity, the birthplace of Jesus. Last Friday's show included host Alex Trebek asking contestants to name the location of the church, the Bethlehem Basilica. Returning champ Katie Needle answered, "What is Palestine?" But Trebek said, "Incorrect," awarding the winning answer to another contestant who responded with, "What is Israel?" The result lit up social media with calls on the show to issue a correction. Sony Television issued a statement saying they apologized for the mix-up and clarified that an uncorrected version of the game was broadcast due to a human error, calling the question flawed as written. Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
And spoiler alert, if you don't want to know who won the primetime Jeopardy last night, you can go away for 60 seconds. Get it? Got it? Good. All right. Jeopardy has crowned its greatest player of all time.
The three top Jeopardy players in history competed like the champions they are, but in the end, there can be only one greatest of all time.
Your wager, $44,000. Ken Jennings, you are the champion.
The 45-year-old from Seattle walks away with a grand prize of $1 million. That brings his total winnings over 15 years to $4,370,000. Alex Trebek, host of the ABC show, points out the other players are still winners in their own rights. James Holzhauer won the most money in a single game, and Brad Rutter won the most money overall. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Did you match wits last night with him?
I haven't watched last night's yet. I'll watch it sometime. I watched
the first half hour. And I was getting a few.
Good.
But boy, you're getting some of that stuff, and it's so obscure.
Some of those categories, like, whoa.
Man, I get lost in a hurry. So. I'm not sure if that's great ratings plus.
They got really good ratings.
I know, but if you can't play along, you just, okay, maybe you learned something.
Maybe.
There you go.
So that's I think ABC's probably disappointed it didn't lengthen out a little longer.
Right.
It could have gone seven shows, but it only went four.
Oh, you know? Okay.
Anyway, so that's been finished now. Of course, I had the idea that they should play the other three and say, like, oh, we'll donate all the money to cancer research. Since
there you
Alex
go.
Is, they should have done
that's
that.
That's a good idea,
you know, they didn't do that.
Good idea.
Anyway. 20 years ago on this day, David Letterman went to the doctor and had a routine checkup. They discovered most of his arteries were severely constricted, and they rushed him immediately to the hospital, and he had that quintuple heart bypass surgery, New York Presbyterian Hospital. That was David Letterman undergoing all that heart surgery. That was 20 years ago on this day. And a happy birthday today to one of the child stars of Hollywood, Margaret O'Brien.
Oh, yeah.
Who was the little girl that was in Meet Me in St. Louis, Our Vines Have Tender Grapes. And others, and she did Little Women as well.
Secret Garden, maybe?
She was in Secret Garden, yes. Margaret O'Brien is 82
she's
today.
Still around.
Yeah, that little girl is now 82.
Yeah.
She was in great demand because apparently she could cry on demand.
Oh, yeah.
And, the movie director's like, hey, she can emote on cue. So
Dan O'Neill could do that.
Yeah. Margaret O'Brien, happy birthday. She's 82 today. There you go. That's sports with Steve and Ted. No, it's not sports.
It's the
entertainment
blur.
News in the blur.
Yeah, you were gone.
See what happens when I miss 2 days
you
of work?
Get it
I don't know
a couple
what's
of days.
Going on.
Yeah, and it can
I'm
get
just completely out of it. Hey, that is entertainment news in the blur, which is brought to you by our good friends at Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Yes.
Great family-owned appliance repair business. So if your appliance is in trouble, you just call Terry and make an appointment. 409-1525 Napoleon Appliance Repair.
842 now, Wichita City Council, OK's taxing district. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. Coming up, keep it right here on KNSS with Steve and Ted.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!